We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, let's bring in Jill on this Monday morning at 6:20 on WTIC. Jill, you just got me today, Brian Shack, but no Ray today, so we'll try to hold the fort. How are you doing this morning?
I'll lower my expectations.
Just like the jobs numbers, I get
That's
it.
Right? Where I was you picked up on it. Like,
I know.
Got a new dance partner. He's going to be very jealous.
So listen, you know, there's a push and pull. I heard Gina Raimondo yesterday, you know, whether to what degree from your journalistic perspective, nonpartisan perspective, is this sort of hiccup in employment have to do with these enhanced unemployment insurance benefits where people can basically make more money to stay home?
I don't know yet. I think it's a contributing factor. I don't think that it is at question whether or not it's contributing or not. Of course it is. And, you know, look, it's going to be another couple of months, so I don't want to go crazy either. You know, it's not one of those things where I say, oh, my God, this is a terrible trend. You know, this is through the summer, and we are going to see a lot of these people be, you know, somewhat in a weird place, right? Because let's say my boss says to me, come on back to work. I know you're an hourly employee. I'll give you 50 to 60% of your money, and you know, we hope to get you to 100%. Let's say the 100% would give you more money than you're making in unemployment. That's a pretty bad risk, right? Wouldn't you, as a person who is making that choice, say, I have a sure thing for a few months right now versus taking a risk and hopefully getting there in a few months? Now, the problem is with that reasoning on some level is that the job that you think you might want in 3 months may not be there
right for
you. So it may. So, you know, I keep saying this is quite a rational choice. If you're the person at home, like, I get paid to stay home and be safe versus I go to work and I don't know. But at some point that is going to flip. So I think that Gina Raimondo has a good point in that there is a push pull from the employer perspective. You know, the classic answer to I can't find help is to raise wages.
Right.
But to raise wages when there are still 8 million, more than 8 million fewer jobs out there, feels distasteful, I think, to a lot of employers. Plus, you know, you're going to raise wages. You don't know what your business is going to be. So it's a very – so this is why there's like – I think that that's why this is a lot much less partisan than just like a weird cross current.
Right.
The economists that I talk to are really confused, and they're going to say, like, hey, we'll see. That's the answer.
Right. Well, I mean, and there's no judgment here. I mean, I understand why people would stay home if they have a sure thing and they can make more money. And I sort of thought I was going to lead that to my next question, that this could be not a natural way, but this could be without changing the minimum wage at the federal level for wages to pop up if there's more competition for labor. If that were the case, when will we start to see wage numbers go up in these monthly numbers? Would it be immediate?
Well, here's economists think that we are going to see higher wages, but they don't think it's going to happen in a pronounced and long-term way because, again, you're really going to see a flood of people come into the labor force, come the fall or at least the end of the summer when a lot of those emergency benefits are gone. So I think that chances are wages are going to rise anyway because in the sectors that are doing well, they do have to pay up for people. They just do. But, you know, if you're a restaurant person and you're a worker there, you may have left. I think back to 2008, 2009, and I remember when the real estate and home building and sort of a large industrial construction business got decimated, people left that industry. And, you know, a strange thing happened. When the recovery started back up, there just weren't enough workers because they had gone and done different things. So the fear is that if you don't start paying up for these folks now, you might lose them to a whole different sector. The person who worked at your restaurant might say, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to go work in a warehouse. I'm going to get my money. I'm going to get my benefits, and I'm going to get my $15 an hour.
Right.
And that's the risk that the employers are now playing with right now.
We're talking with Jill Schlesinger from CBS News, of course, brought to you by Asset Strategies of Avon. You know, another headline is gas prices. Obviously, we don't even know what the Colonial Pipeline shutdown will impact it at some point, because it's more like scary at this point, not really materially impacting the flow to your pump in your neighborhood. But gas prices over $3 here in Connecticut. We know, you and I have talked about this for a couple months now, about price inflation for the things we buy. Is a gas price spike a problem potentially?
Well, I mean, look, if it's prolonged, yes, but generally no. Think gas spikes even a weather event, right, that causes a gas spike. That is usually something that is generally, you see the big spike up, things come back to where they were, and we move on. But I think this raises a different issue, which is we have some real infrastructure risk in this country, and we're going to have to deal with that. And that is an expensive thing to deal with, right? So if you know anyone who's been part of one of these strange ransomware attacks, the sad part is that, you know, you just have to pay because there is no way to kind of get your stuff back online.
So they do end up paying them off.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Really?
Totally, they do. It's crazy, right? I mean, look, I don't know if they're going to pay off for this because it's so huge, but I've heard many, many instances. I've had people contact me, and the easiest thing to do is to pay, simply because you don't have a huge choice. You've got to get back and get your business going. So it's a pretty scary to me, and it does point to the fact that we really do need in this country a much more vibrant cyber risk approach, and one that is, you know, this is one of those things where you say, like, oh, people who like small government, these are the kinds of things you're like, oh, no, I want big government.
Right.
I want big government when something bad happens.
And it's funny because, you know, when you have Russia and China, their best and their brightest are sort of doing this stuff, whereas, you know, we don't always have the best and the brightest, you know, working for our government.
No, our best and brightest seem to be working on how to get the next app to swipe left or right to find your next state.
Right. They're in the private sector, so we'll have to see. Listen, real quick before we let you go, you mentioned infrastructure, just a little word of the day. We know Congress is getting back to it. There seems to be some digging of the heels in on the Republican side for spending on infrastructure. Just where in 20 seconds or so, where do you stand right now on the possibility of getting something done?
Well, I think Mitch McConnell basically said in a comment, I don't know if he really meant it or not, he tried to correct it, that, you know, his job is to make sure nothing passes. So that means Democrats go back, and the most important person in the Democratic Party right now is Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin wants some infrastructure spending. I believe that this is a piece of legislation that will work through the Democratic Party, and it will get watered down. It will not be what it was first proposed,
right,
and there will be something. So that's my odds on prediction that you should not bet on.
Yeah, I think McConnell raised his ceiling to $800 billion or something like that. So,
yeah.
And before it was 600.
I think it could be a trillion, but it's not going to be the $2 trillion that they want.
All right, Jill, have a great week. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, Jill Schlesinger from CBS News. You listen to Brian Shackman on the Morning Show with Ray and Brian here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!